to the Hallmarkies podcast. We are so excited today. We are here to do one of our countdown to Christmas lists, where we are talking about our top 10 favorite movies from Hallmark, both Miracles of Christmas and Countdown to Christmas 2019. It's going to be amazing. I am film critic Rachel Wagner, and I am joined by a great panel today. We have co-host Cammy is here.
Hi, everybody. Happy New Year again.
Yes. And our very good friend, Hallmark Hubby himself, Sam, is here for the second year in a row.
Thank you for having me. It's going to be a blast.
Yes. I hope. So much fun.
On my part.
Yes. We're so excited.
This is the first time that Sam and I have spoken, so this is going to be fun.
Yes. Yes. And whatever I say, do not hold it against me, please.
No. Can I get that in writing?
So, Sam, we haven't had you on the podcast since the summer. So, how were your holidays?
They were wonderful. Of course, sadly, my son, who's in the Air Force, he couldn't make it. But we did Skype with him, so did get to spend Christmas morning with him. So that was pretty cool.
How old is your son?
He is, you had to ask me. 1997, 21. He's 21.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you got to see him, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was still good, but the whole family besides him was there. And New Year's, we don't ever do anything on New Year's. We stay up till midnight. Although I couldn't, so we have Sling TV and then we have to use the antenna for regular channels. And so we normally watch the ball drop and I couldn't get the antenna to watch. So we had to watch a YouTube video and kind of time it up with I think it was like 2013 or something. And so we counted down to 2014 again. So,
that's funny.
But it was fun.
Hey, it does the job. That's all you need.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's dive in. Let's talk about our top 10. All right. So,
can I put the disclaimer out here now that I've got a runner-up, a tie for number 10, and then the rest are in no particular order. I could not rank them, so I'm just going to say some in a spot, and then I have my top three. I can't even put those in order, really. I have my top three, I have the middle that are in no particular order at all, and then I have a tie for number 10 and a spot.
All right, so we'll allow it.
I have a headache now.
All right.
Two of these and call me in the morning.
So my number 10 is The Christmas Club. So this written by Julie Sherman Wolfe, who I love, and I think she always adds sort of a little bit of comedy, a little bit of lightness to her roles. And I liked the little bit of Christmas magic that we had in here with the lady with the money and just like these things, all these coincidences.
This is fun.
Kept happening. And I liked Cameron Matheson. And I don't know, I just liked little things like the goofy guy who was selling nuts and would appear everywhere and the ho-ho hot dogs. And I liked his sister who was hilarious. And I liked the whole, that they had that whole puzzle in the Christmas puzzle. I liked that. I liked the fact that she was kind of encouraged to start her own business. There were a few things I didn't like about it, like the fact that she was mad at him for helping her get a loan. That was stupid. There were a couple other things I didn't like, but overall, it was cute. I enjoyed it. So it got number 10. So Sam, what about you? What did you get for number 10?
So my number 10 was Picture a Perfect Christmas with Merritt Patterson and John Corr. And mainly this made my list because of one scene. I thought it was the funniest scene of all the movies that I watched. So she and her neighbor's nephew is at a cafe, and she's on the phone with her agent talking about relocating or whatever. And the nephew has this big cup of hot cocoa with a huge pile of whipped cream on it. And towards the end of her phone call, I don't know if he does it on purpose or if the director said, hey, don't tell Merritt Patterson that you're going to do this, but he blows into the cocoa and blows whipped cream all over, like it just blows up all over his face. And it was the funniest scene from anyone. She doubles over like laughing, and it looked like a sincere laugh, like she didn't know what was going to happen. And the little kid threw his head back and he was laughing. And I had to watch that scene like 3 or 4 times because it was just so funny to me. And so that's why it made my list. And plus the 4 main characters, because, you know, you had her grandma and then you had the love interest and his nephew. I thought the chemistry between the 4 of them were really good.
Yeah, that's a good one. That one I thought about because I watched it with my parents, and so that was a fun memory. Then it had cute moments. I enjoyed it. So what about you, Cammie? What's your number 10?
Okay, so my runner-up is Marion Bright. I'm breaking the rules. My runner-up is Marion Bright. Uh-huh. I thought the candy canes were a little generic, and the different flavored candy canes is not something new, but they tried to pass it off as something new. But I had to include it because it had Andrew Walker, and he just shined. He completely shined in that role. He brightens up any movie. So if I didn't put him on the list somewhere, it would have been a sin against Christmas. and then my number 10, so I have 2 that are tied for number 10, and they're Angel Falls, A Novel Holiday, and then I'm the Same as Sam, Picture of Perfect Christmas.
Oh.
So for Picture Perfect Christmas, for me, it was one scene, and that was when they're dancing. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Oh. I melted into a puddle. that dancing scene just completely got me. And I cannot remember the kid right. I can't remember his name, and it's bugging me. But the first time I saw him, he was on Sign, Seal, Delivered. And
it was Troy.
Yes. I'm talking about his real name. But
Luke Rossler?
Okay. That sounds right. So
IMDb page.
So, there you go. The first time I saw him was on Sign, Seal, Delivered, and he had that cute, wide-eyed kind of kid over the top acting. You know, he was still young enough, so it was cute. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so if he had still used those same tactics in this role, it wouldn't have been as cute. But he was as seamless and as smooth as hot honey, and he did so well and was so natural. He was golden. He was totally golden. So yeah, that. And then with Angel Falls, I have never watched past the second episode of Chesapeake Shores, but I completely fell in love with Carlo and his character. Oh my gosh, he was so adorable. And I just went, oh my gosh, this guy is the cutest. So it could not go unnoticed because his character just made the movie for me.
There you go. All right. Well, let's do my number 9. I have Christmas Scavenger Hunt. And I have to admit, part of my love for this movie comes from the podcast, because I had so much fun covering this movie with Dory and Mel from All the Feels podcast. We laughed and laughed. And then I had John Welch on, who was the other guy who got left at the airport and his car very unjustly. I was just like, I can't believe they just left him there. And he's like, didn't you get the itinerary that I sent? And they were all like, oh no, sorry. That made me laugh. I thought it was funny. And I loved that interview. He was the best. And I loved interviewing Kevin McGarry. He was everything I wanted him to be and more. He was so grounded and nice and funny. And so between that, all that, it just made me like this movie even more than I liked it when I first watched it. I thought that she was a lot of fun and I'd like to see more of her on Hallmark. I thought she had a little bit of a, there was a humor to her that I enjoyed in her performance. I mean, it was the most leisurely scavenger hunt I've ever seen in my life. I would never want to be on the place with them, but nevertheless, I just couldn't
believe so many people had the day off work.
I know.
No one had to work in town.
Yeah, and they all cared so much about the town mill. But all those things that were silly just became kind of charming for me and funny. And so I just enjoyed it. I have a number 9.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
What about you, Sam? What's your number 9?
I also have a Christmas scavenger hunt at number 9. Yeah. I loved it. And what won me over is whenever they came across each other after he fixed the lady's car, and she pulls up and she is just so hardcore sarcastic to him, you know, talking about how he left without even saying anything. And he goes, "Well, I was engaged, you know, but we did break up." "Oh, was it mutual?" You know, and just, it was so funny how, "Oh, you talked about it, huh?"
She was pretty bitter. She was pretty upset.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it's about time. It's about time somebody was really angry whenever they came across their ex. And you know what? And Tom Arnold, I thought Tom Arnold was really charming in this movie.
Yeah, he was good.
Which kind of shocked me, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree. He was fun, and it just was a fun, silly movie. The food she ate in that movie was she has the stomach of a
champion.
She
was eating the whole movie.
Yeah.
You know it's butter, right?
Strawberry
that's
shake.
That's got to be one of my favorite lines.
Yeah. Oh, yes. We're on the same page, Sam. I love it.
Yeah.
Cammy, what do you have at number 9?
Okay, I told you, it's no longer in any particular order.
Oh, right.
So, right here, we're gonna put in Christmastown.
Oh, okay,
We'll put in Christmastown right here, because I can't choose. Uh-huh. But I absolutely loved the whole orphan and adoption storyline and the letters that her father wrote to her were so beautiful and right on point. And it was a beautiful movie all around.
Yeah, it was really, really good. I agree. All right. So my number 8, I have A God Wink Christmas Meant for Love. And I think I love Paul Campbell and Kimberly Sustin. But I do think that this is an improvement on the first one. I do. I think that the story was just like a little bit better.
I agree with that.
A little easier to relate with than the first one. But I don't know. I just thought Cindy did such a good job of like portraying when the, I don't know what they're called, but when the symptoms would erupt. And she did a really good job with that. And I felt like her dilemma was very understandable. And the whole scene when he does the note out in the window for her. That was so sweet and cute. And I even liked the little scene where they're talking in the hallway when they're at the wedding. And I don't know, it was just, I thought they had good chemistry. And I liked the side plot with her. I'm not sure which one was the brother or the sister-in-law, but anyway, those that with the store and everything, I thought that was nice and worked. And you know, I just overall really enjoyed it. So I have it at 8. What do you have at 8?
So for number 8 for me, I have It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
Yes. Yeah.
So I love the rivalry between the two.
Yeah.
The two mayors. I thought it was hilarious. So one thing that I laughed at the hardest. So at the beginning, remember all the newspaper clips? And,
yeah.
You know, so they showed the map of the town. And there's a river that goes, like a big river that goes right through. I guess that's why they call it Riverton.
Uh-huh.
But instead of separating the towns, you know, on both sides of the river, they draw the line right down the middle from north to south. And yeah. I just thought that was the funniest thing. Instead of like, you get your side of the river and I get mine, we're going to separate it. And you guys still got to go over the bridge to get to the other side of your town.
Well,
I just thought that was hilarious.
It, yeah, in the middle of the coffee shop, like... That was the
best. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the two sides? Oh, God.
Yeah, and they won't sit on the other side of the... they sat on their town side of the coffee shop.
Yeah, that one was a welcome surprise. You'll see I have it later on my list, but
I agree
with you. It was so funny.
Yeah, I mean, the co-parenting thing where it showed the exes and they get along.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that there's no huge animosity.
It was a new
exes in close proximity.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite scenes from that is at the very beginning, whenever is it Sarah? When she finds out that her son is going to help decorate the mayor's house on the other side of town.
Right.
I thought that was so funny. And he's like, but mom, what about goodwill towards men or something like that? That's and it was really just, good. I thought it was hilarious.
I loved their assistants. Oh, their assistants were hilarious. I loved them.
So funny.
So Cammie, which one do you want to talk about next? Since it's not your 8.
I'm going to go with Christmas Club. That movie was so thoroughly charming. And I have in recent months become a huge Cameron Matheson fan, and just watching him work is so fascinating. And I don't know, it was, I just thought that it was so beautiful. The one thing I could not understand is who has a stinking ballet recital on Christmas Eve?
Right.
Really?
That's fair.
No one's going to want to go to a ballet recital on Christmas Eve.
And they keep them out in the cold.
to watch it. So, you know, obviously there were parts that I thought were not the best. But I loved how easily they got along and that there wasn't this huge fight that erupted between them. There was drama that I thought was unnecessary, but you know, they didn't hate each other at first, which I think can be charming, but it can also be overdone. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that they just met up and they met doing a good deed and they just kept running into each other and they just grew and grew and grew in their esteem for each other until eventually they fell in love. You know, it was just, yeah. I thought it was beautiful.
Very good choice. I approve, as it's also in my
list. Oh, good.
All right. Number 7, I have one that probably won't get loved by that many other people, but I really enjoyed The Mistletoe Secret. And I had
a frog in my throat. Excuse me.
I know that Kelly Pickler is not the greatest actress in the world. But I think that as opposed to one I didn't care as much about, which was Christmas at Graceland, where in that case, the bad casting really bothered me. In this case, because she's supposed to be an academic and it's supposed to be this particular type of character, and here she's just supposed to be a simple, sweet, small town waitress. So it didn't bother me as much. It fit her character more.
I will agree with that. I will agree with that statement, that this was a much better character for her. And the accent wasn't quite as thick, which made it more bearable to listen to.
Yeah. I don't mind the accent. I like a good Southern girl, so I don't have a problem with that. But as far as her acting, I thought it fit the part better than the previous roles that she's been in. And I just think the darn Tyler Hines has such good chemistry with every human being he comes in contact with. That helps a lot. I liked the whole kind of slightly Cyrano de Bergerac kind of plot with, I think that Christopher Russell is best playing jerks. That's his sweet spot. And so him playing this guy, Simon, it was kind of a jerk. I liked him a lot. I thought he was funny and just kind of frustrating, but in a good way, in an entertaining way. And I don't know, I liked the story. I liked it being in Utah. I liked had a lot of Christmas.
Tyler played off of Christopher
I think so.
The two of them played off each other incredibly well.
Yeah.
So
I agree. And so that's why it made my number 7. There you go. Sam, what is your number 7?
Done and done.
So my number 7 is A God Wink Christmas, Meant for Love.
Very good.
So this one kind of hits close to home because my sister Kathy, she has MS, and she kind of went through the same thing where she kind of struggled whenever she first found out, but the family's rallied around her and stuff. And some of the symptoms can get really scary. And so this one, you know, I really appreciated that they would do a movie including MS, if that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I would have appreciated, you know, when you talked about the signs and everything, uh-huh. like when he says, I know about the MS, you know, maybe he could have said, I know about your issue uh-huh. or something. So the whole neighborhood doesn't know. Maybe they could have changed that up or something. But
except for her.
And then, you know, I forget that these movies are based on true stories. So when the uncles, you know, got together after 50 years, I was like, oh, come on. But then they showed the pictures at the very end. It's like, oh, my gosh, I forgot that was real. And I just thought that was amazing. Mm-hmm. So that is my number 7.
Very good choice. Wow. All right, Cammy, what's your next choice?
Let's go with Double Holiday.
Okay.
This one was just utterly charming, and I loved that it was a new take on a Christmas movie where it included Hanukkah, and it included Hanukkah in a way that was much more inclusive. It wasn't just a throwaway, you know, I don't celebrate Christmas, I'm Jewish. Mm-hmm. You know, it was very much a part of the plot. And I think probably one of the most classic parts of the movie that I just laughed the hardest is when they're in the staff meeting and the boss is putting her in charge of the Christmas party. And
yeah.
he's trying so hard not to laugh. He's dying behind his hand. it kind of took me by surprise that they already knew each other. I thought, oh, whoa, they're coworkers. They have the cubicles right next to each other. I was not expecting that. And it was just different. It was different. And I really appreciated that it was that they already did know each other. And him dying behind his hand while the boss was putting her in charge of the Christmas party was hysterical. And then just all of Christopher Plaha has some of the best immediate reactions of anyone in this business. And just how naturally he reacts to lines, it's you know, it just when he looks mortally offended because of something that she did at Christmas, you know, it was
yeah.
Just,
Yeah,
it was he was fantastic.
All right. Well, my number six is Cherish Memories, Gift to Remember 2. And I really loved this movie. I think it was one of the rare, really great sequels from Hallmark, because usually they're the kind of movies that take me to a dark place I really don't like.
Oh, boy, here we go to Rachel's dark.
But not this one. I really enjoyed it. I really loved the whole quest to find the perfect gift for her, and make the village complete. I just thought it really captured the true, not to sound super cheesy, but it captured the true spirit of Christmas and why finding that gift is important. It's not about the gift. It's about thinking about what the person needs and showing your love for them. And I really loved that. And the proposal was great. And I really liked all the writing and the performances and Mrs. Henley and the little boy was adorable. And so it had to get number six. So what is your number six, Sam?
So my number six also hits close to home like my last one, and that's A Holiday for Heroes. Obviously, because I mentioned earlier my son.
We're on the same page here, Sam.
Oh, okay. I thought, can you not hear me? But, no. You know, my son Logan's in the Air Force, and we do video chat a lot, which they did. With the little boy did in the movie quite a bit. And it was just a really good movie. I think Mark Blucas?
Yeah.
I don't know how to say his name. Blucas, I think he plays a really good soldier. And also, you know, the movie had Coach Bolton from High School Musical. You can't go wrong with that.
Gotta love him.
So, yeah.
Get ahead of the game.
And fun fact about him, did you know that him and Ryan Reynolds are brother-in-laws? I
no,
didn't
I
know that until
know that.
Recently. Yeah, they're so they're
okay,
both
so
married to the Lively sisters. Yeah, well, I only know it because on Instagram, Ryan Reynolds posted a family picture and he was in it. I was like, "What the heck is he doing in there?" And that's when I found
that.
You know,
small world.
Yeah.
There we go.
So, anyway, so Holiday for Heroes, number six.
All right, Cammy, what's your number six?
Holiday for Heroes as well.
Oh, there you go.
So. Yeah, so my friend's wife directed this movie, and so that kind of gave it a personal link. And I'm on the same page with Sam that Mark plays military impeccably. I don't know what kind of time he has spent with people in the military or research or what, but he does military exceptionally well. And Melissa Claire Egan, this was her first Hallmark, and I thought she did a fabulous job. And and I really appreciated the fact that all of this happened because of one simple act of kindness. I'm all about little acts of kindness, and that one little thing, her brother throwing him a bag of coffee. And all of this happened because of that one tiny little gesture. Yeah. I just find that very, I don't know how to, wondrous, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
And it was just beautiful. And okay, this is the performer in me, so disclaimer right now. when they did the toy soldier dance, and he turns around and it's the brother. First of all, that was a beautiful moment. It really was. And just, you know, little side note here, just the fact that they are all the family that each other has left is a very touching thing. And to have that incredibly close bond with a sibling is a very powerful thing for me to watch. Anyway, so when he turns around and it's him, I thought, don't interrupt the dance. Don't interrupt the dance. Don't interrupt the dance. And they didn't. They finished the dance, and then it was all hugs and kisses and tears. And so the performer in me was very happy with that.
Well, I think that mayor is going to get a lump of coal in her stocking, though, because she picked she picked the eggnog competition over the hero. And then when it got canceled again, I'm just like, what's wrong with these people? You don't cancel the hero benefit for like whatever Christmas.
Seriously,
it's a good one. It was a good one. Okay, so my number five on my list is Check Into Christmas, and I thought that this movie had a lot of really flirty moments for them, which I really enjoyed, and it felt kind of old school to me. Just the cheesiness of it, and the two dueling families, and I don't know. I just really enjoyed it, and I loved the sister and the brother that were like campaigning against each other. That was really funny, I thought, and I liked all the little like stolen kisses and sort of, you know, sneaking away kind of moments, and that was really cute. And her grandma was really cute. And I don't know, just I liked how they all kind of knew it was all stupid. The two of them knew that this whole feud was stupid the whole time. And so that's my number five is Check Into Christmas.
Yeah.
And you know, Wes and Rachel.
You know, for two families that really hated each other, they sure helped each other out a lot.
Yeah, they did.
They got along magnificently, feuding families.
Yeah. It was just a pride thing, which was the best, which made it fun. And so, yeah, it had to be my number five. So, Sam, what's your number five?
So my number five is Cherished Memories, A Gift to Remember 2. And I really didn't care for the first one. The whole amnesia thing.
Really?
So this one, kind of, you know, took me by surprise. Mm-hmm. But I thought there were some clever scenes. I like how the neighbor's nephew, like he was like in every scene just about, and he was spot on. I thought he did a great job. The part where he goes up and he uses a Mad Lib to give her home address.
Oh, that was brilliant.
I thought that was hilarious and clever. Yeah. And something else is like, so they live in the same apartment and apartment complex. And I guess that's about as close to living together before marriage, I guess Hallmark will do. Yeah. But, I like that the neighbors,
incredible way to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. But the gift, the house that the dad built, that the lady kept all these years, hoping that somebody would, you know, that kind of touched me. And I just thought it was a really good movie.
Yeah, it was really good. All right, Cammie, what do you have next?
Two Turtle Doves.
Okay, good.
This movie was so heartfelt and so genuinely full of emotion. And then it also had the light moments as well. I loved the brother.
He was a gem.
I kept saying, I do not know any little brother who would give up his life like that to go and just, and he was constantly taking her. You know, I was like, man, that dad's got it really easy. Because the uncle just keeps taking her right along. But it was one of the most beautiful movies about emotion and loss and soldiering on. And I do not like movies. My friend Sarah and I call them one kiss wonders, where they just throw a kiss in the last 5 minutes. They bother us. I so much prefer when there's a kiss in the middle of the movie, even if there's something that kind of upsets them or drives them apart for the drama. I still really like having a kiss somewhere in the middle. But this time, I did not mind the interrupted kiss at all, because it was the best interrupted kiss I have ever seen. And for him... for him to, because in that very breathy gasp that, oh gosh, I'm going to start talking like a romance novelist here, but in that very, I hear you, Sam.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll cover up my mic.
But in that very breathy gasp that he gave, you can feel his passion surging. But he said, and he says, "You have no idea how much I want to kiss you right now, but I can't." It just, I thought, mm-hmm. I don't know, I thought it was very profound. Yeah. So, best interrupted kiss I have ever seen.
I agree. All right. So my number four, all four of mine's coming up have all been mentioned, so I will be fairly brief. But my number four is It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. And I had my
good choice
about this one. You're nearing the end, getting a little tired. But also I didn't love Eric Mabus's movie last year. And I also have not been super high on Trisha Helfer in her Hallmark movies. So those were some concerns. But I watched it, and I loved it so much. I thought it was so funny. Like, the whole concept of this, like, literally doing a line through the town, and everybody is, like, super invested in this feud. And I don't know, even they had, like, completely different decorations, and I don't know, I just loved all of the, like, different cookies, different, like, and then his, like, his parents are like, "Well, we gotta decorate their residence," and he's like, "That's my house." I loved their assistants, like I said, they were both hilarious. He's like, "What are we doing here? What am I gonna say?" He's like, "Oh, we're bird watching."
Well, and the fact that they were getting them together, just to give themselves some peace.
Yeah, you know? It was so funny.
It
had nothing to do with the fact that they wanted them to be romantically involved. Yeah. They just wanted some peace in their lives.
Yeah, I just loved it. I thought Rick Garman did a great job with the script. It felt different. It felt funny. It felt, I don't know, I just really enjoyed it. And I think it was the best that I think it's the best that Trisha Helfer has been in one of these movies. I really enjoyed her a lot. I thought they had nice chemistry. And so, it had to be my number four for sure. It was really fun. So, Sam, what about you? What's your number four?
My number four is A Christmas Love Story.
Yes.
I may have mentioned this before, but I'm a sucker for musicals. Like, I love Broadway plays and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, even Sam, though
I've only seen a couple. Ah, shucks. But so one of the things that got me was I was praying. It's like, once she started talking about how she gave her kid up for adoption, I was so worried that, you know, the boy who has the golden voice was going to be the kid she gave up. And it was just like, oh, it's just a coincidence. We all found each other, you know, but then finding out that he kind of arranged it so he can meet her, then I was totally cool with it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, right on. Okay.
Yeah,
the fact that, I'm sorry, what's that?
No, I was just gonna say, as soon as they said that, I was like, oh no, it's going to be super cringeworthy. And then it wasn't. They did it. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And then, you know, how they had a plan for, you know, the boy. He's supposed to go off to business school at some big college or whatever. But then Scott Wolf's character didn't make a huge deal. I mean, at first he was like, oh, well, we do have a plan. But he wasn't, like, too upset about it, you know. And I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a beautiful movie. I thought the song at the end was amazing. And I don't know much about Scott Wolf, so I was a little concerned when I saw that the two of them were starring, because she's like, what, 4'8", 4'9"? She's like really short. And I didn't know how they would do it, because I didn't know how tall he was. But then come to find out, he's really short, and they were like perfect for each other. Yeah. So I really enjoyed that. you know how they kind of crop off the top of the head of one of the, like, a tall guy whenever they, you know, even if she's in boots and stuff.
Yeah.
But we didn't have to deal with that in this movie. and I appreciated that.
Yeah, it's true. They did have them well proportioned to each other. Yeah, this was a tough cut for me. I had it at 11, so I enjoyed it as well. So, Cammy, what do you have at number four, or what do you have next?
Well, this is where it starts getting tough, because I have my top three, but my number four is A Christmas Love Story as well.
Oh,
I was really worried about this movie. I will admit, I thought, oh no, it's going to be so overdone. It's going to be so cheesy. It's going to, even if it was a Hallmark Hall of Fame, I did not think that it would rise, and it did. I was bawling. I was absolutely bawling. When Scott Wolf's character said he was our gift, you know, obviously I knew that he was adopted, but I did not see it coming that it was hers until she talked about that she had given up a child. But then, like you said, Sam, the fact that he sought her out, that he did all that research, it made it so beautiful. And her talking about her experience in giving up the child, oh my gosh, that was so moving and so beautiful. And then just the way she looked at him when she figured it out, it was beautiful. It really was.
Yes.
So, yeah, amazing movie, and so much better than I thought it was going to be. So, yeah, it belonged in my top four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that conversation they have could have been way more melodramatic, but they got it right.
They mellowed it out, and it was very natural and mm-hmm. very beautiful. I really liked it.
Very good. All right. The way they met
was adorable too. You know, just in the car with the bag.
Wings.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah. So my number three is Double Holiday for the reasons already been said, but I loved even little details like Fancy Suit Guy. I thought was such a smart way of really quickly developing her character and sort of her insecurity. And I thought that was really, really just a clever device that Nina used to tell you a lot about her character in a pretty quick amount of time. And I don't know, I thought it was funny. I thought that Paloha has never been more charming than he was in that movie. He was so good. And Kirby was adorable. And I loved their boss. She was really funny to me. As somebody who I'm not the most comfortable person around like stuff with like other people's kids. Like, I'm fine, but it's not my favorite. And the way she was like terrified of anything that had to do with these kids, that cracked me up. I loved it. I thought she did a really good job.
I can't be with children.
Anyway, I just really enjoyed it. It was such a like needed weekend to get it's beginning to look like Christmas, and Double Holiday that weekend was just like, yes, thank you, Hallmark. So there we go. And I love Carly Pope. She did a great job. Welcome to the team. We see more of her. She was great. So Sam, what's your number three?
Number three is Two Turtle Doves.
Yeah.
So to start this off, even though I think they've only been in two movies, I really think Nikki DeLoach and Michael Rady are my favorite Hallmark couple. Yeah. I mean, it's just, they're amazing on screen together. I mean, when the grandma left the cassette for her, and she's like, oh, am I recording? You know, and so you laugh, and then 2 seconds later, you're bawling. I mean, how cool would that be to have, a message from your long departed grandmother, you know, just waiting for you to listen to, you know, that'd be a gift. And mm-hmm. that really, you know, hit me right in the heart, I guess, kind of mm-hmm. punched me.
Yeah, when she first heard that voice, oh, that was really good.
Yeah. I mean, so this movie was kind of, I mean, it was different, obviously, but it had like the same premise as the Christmas movie she did last year that I really liked. What was that? But it was one, Reunited at Christmas.
Yeah.
Where same thing, where grandma left a list of things they had to do, the traditions and all that kind of stuff. But even though it had the similar concept, it was still a completely different movie. And, you know, I just really enjoyed it.
Yep. Me too.
So.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. One thing that did upset me about that movie. So she had all the journals that the grandma wrote, or that she wrote, you know, like do all of these traditions and all, and it's in her grandmother's handwriting, and she's taking a pen and she's marking them off in the journal. I'm just like, use a pencil and make a small little check mark. Come on now. Don't be doing that to your grandma's journals. Okay. Anyway, so I'm done. But I really like it.
That's very true. All right, Cammy, what's your number two?
Or number three?
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. These last three, I don't know that I could pick a one. So I'm just going in no particular order here. Let's say Cherished Memory is a Gift to Remember too. I adored the first one. I thought that they were so cute. I loved Allie Liebert and how quirky she was and how nervous she was all the time around Aiden, how the character of Darcy was so quirky and nervous around Aiden. But just the length that she was willing to go for him to help him regain his memory. And so then it shows the length that Aiden is willing to go to for her now, to just show her how much he loves her. And it was, I loved the scene on the roof. It was natural, because one thing that I really love about sequels is we get to see the couple beyond the first kiss. We get to see them being a real couple. And that's one of the things that I think is missing from a lot of Hallmark movies, is we don't get to see them be a real couple. Yeah, we get to see them fall in love and it's adorable, but we don't get to see them after that. And so that's why, you know, you have to be careful with sequels, but that's why I like sequels that are done well, is we see them in a comfortable relationship. And I thought that they were so precious and so adorable. And that proposal, the only way that it could have possibly been better was if he had gone down on one knee. But even though that was missing, I did not care. and I am a stickler for that kind of thing, but I did not care. It was so beautiful, and it was so heartfelt and genuine. The writing, the acting, it just, yeah, it was incredible. And one thing that is the best thing about this movie is when he won't let her into the apartment, he tells her that it's a surprise for Christmas, instead of making her wonder if she should be jealous, and then that whole drama happens for nothing. He tells her, you can't come in. There's a surprise in there for you for Christmas. Thank you, smart man. Good for you.
Yeah. For sure.
And then when he goes back in and the cookies and the milk is on the table.
Yeah.
Like, well, don't use your oven. I thought that was hilarious.
Darcy, cover it up. I can't believe it's not dry. You know, that whole panic is just adorable. Oh, and then when she's talking to the big man of business, I can't remember his name, Mr. Young, was that it?
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Yeah. When she's talking to him about signing the papers, and Aiden's eyes just bug out, he goes, so funny to see see Peter Porche in more of a comedic moment. It was just, yeah, it was golden. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, this, because this is going to air on Wednesday and the interviews are airing on Monday. But so if you want to hear more about Cherished Memories, Gift Remember 2, make sure you listen to our interview that aired on Monday with writer Topher Payne about, and we talked to him all about this movie and Roman Love, his summer movie this last year. And so it was really fun. Cammy and I both got to be on that call and it was great.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
So my number two is Two Turtle Doves, and for all the reasons that have already been said, but you are all missing the lead in the scene with the little girl when she says that she didn't know if she was allowed to be sad. And that scene ruined me. And it was so authentic and it was from such a true place. And it reminded me of in Inside Out, which is a movie I love. When Riley, says to her parents, I miss home. And she finally is able to tell her, because she feels like she has to be the strength to her family through this move, and she can't be honest with her feelings. And it reminded me of that same feeling with this, where the little girl is finally able to express her grief and to talk about it. It doesn't feel like she has to be a support to her dad. That was such a great scene. I think Sarah did such a wonderful job with the script. And I'm so excited that she's in the Hallmark family. And I love Nikki and Michael together. I think they're so great. And I absolutely loved both of their movies this year. I thought they were just that triple combo. I can't wait till they do more. And I just loved Love to the Rescue, and I loved this. So there we go. Number two. All right, Sam, what's your number two?
So my number two is Double Holiday. And this might sound weird, but fun fact is I didn't watch it. So I was at work and I was trying to catch up on all the movies that I haven't been able to watch because there were so many. So I listened to it while I was working and it kept me on the edge of my seat the whole time.
I love that. That's
I just
great.
Loved it. So yeah. I got home and I told my wife, and she's like, oh, well, if that's number two on your list, we definitely are going to watch it. And so, I mean, but, I mean, you could just hear the chemistry between the two of them. Like, I love the fact that every time he made a joke, he pointed out that he was funny.
Yeah.
He's like, now that was a funny joke. I love that. I guess she kept putting his feet up on her desk every time she came by because she mentioned, every day you have your feet on my desk.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so I want to see that. And then the second time where the family, where her family goes to sing the Hanukkah song, or maybe it's just
the prayer.
Him and her. I don't remember. Yeah, the prayer. And
yeah,
he starts he starts singing before her. It's like he went out of his way to learn the prayer. And I thought that was really touching.
We can tell Nina that her movie is good even via audiobook.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was so angry every time I got to a commercial.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I liked it.
Cammy, what's your number two?
Okay, I'm going to go with When Calls the Heart.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm the fuck party. So, that kind of says it all right there. I thought that this was a really beautiful installment. It was the first Christmas movie without Lori and Dan. And just the way that the cast and crew have been able to make this into the little show that could. They have kept on trucking and they have really made something beautiful. I couldn't tell you a particular part necessarily that I loved more than any other. I just loved watching it because I loved the show and I loved seeing the next step. And I loved watching it. It was really funny because I still am not on any particular team, but I will say that I think that Nathan scored some major points in this installment, and we'll see what season 7 brings. But yeah, I just thought that I thought it was a nicely done movie. It had a lot of facets, and it showed a lot of different stories that made it all come together in a really beautiful way. And then, I mean, who can resist a one-year-old saying mama? Yeah, I'm a mother of four, so that is very hard to resist, you know.
Cool. All right, good. Well, so the big moment, my number one is Christmas Town is my number one. I think this is everything that you want. If you're going to sit down and watch a Christmas movie from Hallmark, this is what you want. Not only does it have CCB, the queen of Hallmark, but it also has I loved the, every time she would read a letter, it got me and I loved it. And I loved the connection to her dad, and I loved the whole adoption plot line. And I loved, I get it. It's not realistic to how, what the steps are to an actual adoption. I understand that, but I was willing to go with it, I guess. And I don't know. I just thought it had a little bit of magic to it in just the town and all the Christmas and the connection between the two of them and her connection with her dad and the letters and everything about it. It's one that I definitely could imagine watching every year at Christmas. And if someone was going to ask me, what is a Hallmark Christmas movie? This is it. This is a Hallmark Christmas movie to me, with the big heart, with the community, with the Christmas, with the family, with CCB, it's got it all. So it had to be my number one. And so there you go. Sam, what is your number one?
Tell us how you really feel.
Yes. Sam, what's your number one?
Well, you stole my thunder, because mine is also Christmas.
Yes.
Woohoo! I loved it. You know, going into it, you know, I was a little worried because the actor, Tim Rosen?
Yeah.
Rosen. I've never seen the guy before, so I was a little worried, you know. She's like,
the
top dog at Hallmark, and now this guy I've never seen. So, obviously, he's a good actor, or else they wouldn't have put him into a movie, you know. But I was a little worried at first, but I thought he knocked it out of the park. The town was amazing, you know. And then when the lady, you know, she was trying to find a teaching job in town, and then the lady quit her job. At first, I was like, oh, who would quit their job for somebody else? But then, you know, she explained, well, I'm ready to retire, you know, and I've invested in this cafe bakery, you know, so it's not like I'm not going to be doing anything. But I don't know how many teachers actually quit halfway through the school year. That probably would catch students by surprise. But this is a movie that I'll watch again.
Yeah.
So
good choice.
That's my number one.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, Cammie, what do you have a number one?
What was that? That was my drum roll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My number one is Check In to Christmas.
Yeah, that one was really fun.
Wes Brown and Rachel Boston are my new Hallmark power couple. As far as, they are the couple I never knew I needed until I saw them together. Whoa. You know, I mean, they were incredible. When I saw the previews for Last Bridesmaid with Paul Campbell and Rachel Boston, I thought those two were going to be just incredible together, and they were going to be funny, and they were going to be bantery and all of that. And it did have some, but not nearly as much as I thought it would, and so I was a little disappointed. Mm-hmm. And then I saw these two in this movie, and I just went, five more movies with these two, please. You know, They were just amazing. They were amazing. And they had, number one, they had a kiss in the middle of a movie, in the movie. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And they also had probably one of the most natural looking trip and falls that I've ever seen.
Yeah, because I liked that.
Because it is done so many times that it can really be overdone. But she literally tripped. You know, it wasn't like, oh, I'm falling. She literally tripped and fell into him. And then I loved that they kissed. The sister came out, said her line, went back in, and then they said, that was your sister. That was my sister. And their eyes never left each other. It was so funny, so hysterical. And then, okay, I'm probably going to sound a little weird right here, but that's what the podcast is for. When they are dancing together and she has told him that she is going back, there's no big uproar. There's no huge fit and tantrum thrown like a 2-year-old. He cares about her enough to let her go, but he's horribly sad and you can tell. But just the way he held her while they were dancing, and I don't know what it is, but I have this thing for noses. And so the fact that his nose was in her hair and he was breathing in her scent almost as if he was memorizing her before she left, it was just, oh, so my husband had to mop me up. It was so beautiful.
It had all those
comedic moments too that were just funny and bantery. Hysterical. I loved it.
Yeah.
I'll watch that movie again and again and again, and you can stop laughing now.
Very good. Well,
number one because of noses.
Well, every year we also like to pay tribute to the movies that weren't quite our favorites and just have a laugh a little bit. So we have two.
Because we haven't had enough.
Yeah, that's right. And so I really only had four movies in this whole package that I really didn't like. I didn't like Christmas at the Plaza. I didn't like Christmas on My Mind. But my bottom two were a Merry Christmas Match was the first of the whole season. I don't know why they did that, because I was like, oh no, this is going to be a rough ride. I thought that that bizarre peasant dress that they had her in was one of the ugliest dresses I've ever seen. She's a beautiful lady. It just wasn't my style of dress. And I just, the whole plot and like the weird party and like that his mom was at, and like where they had the whole, they were like collecting money and like the whole thing about, Los Angeles, and is she going to move to the city? And I don't know. It was just a weird movie, and I just thought it was very strange, and it had a terrible Holy Night version, which is a pet peeve of mine.
Oh, and so, I love that song.
Yeah, it was bad, and yes. And so, but my least favorite of all the movies I watched on Hallmark channels for Christmas was A Christmas Miracle, and it's not that after they were fine, but it was so boring. I wanted to die. And it was just a bunch of boardrooms. And that's not interesting or fun to me. So I didn't like it. Barry Bostwick, he was pretty good. But in his plot line, but it was just too much in the boardroom. I'm like, what are we doing? Why are we talking? And boardrooms are boring, even in real life. Let alone in a Hallmark movie. I don't. So that was my least favorite of the year. So, Sam, what do you have?
All right. So these are the things that really upset me. So it's not necessarily the whole movie, but So Christmas at Dollywood.
Uh-huh.
I really love Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
She was only in it for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And that really disappointed it. Like, I was, I mean, she dropped, you know, mad wisdom.
Right.
You know, she was really good in the 15 minutes she was in it, you know.
15 minutes
is probably
a cameo appearance.
15 well, minutes is probably her name, generous, to be honest.
Her name is in the title.
Yeah, it's fair.
It's her part. So that upset me. And then I was mad at both Hallmark and Hallmark movies for the use of Andrew Walker, because I did not like either of the movies that he was in. And he's like on my Mount Rushmore of Hallmark actors, male actors.
Amen.
And, yeah, Marion Bright, I mean, she didn't have to make chocolates because she came up with a gingerbread candy cane, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that like really said, upset
that's
me.
That's why it was way down at the bottom for me that I couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Christmas on My Mind.
That was so disappointing.
Honestly, it was so boring.
Yeah.
You know,
you could take out the whole Amnesia plot and it would be exactly the same.
Yes, exactly. And I'm not a fan of Twilight at all. I didn't, you know, sparkly vampires, but
right.
I forget her name, but she was my favorite character in all those movies. And I thought that, you know, she could have been better. Or not, I mean, it's not her fault. It was the writing. And then, Rachel, you can help me with this. So whenever there's scenes like cutaways where they show like the towns, like the town in between the acting scenes, are those just like fillers or whatever? I've noticed the last few years.
Yeah, scenic shots or something. Yeah.
Or they're called stock shots is what they're called.
Is that what it is? Okay. So the last few years, I'd say like 10, 15 movies on both Hallmark and Lifetime have used the same one.
Yeah.
It's the one where it shows like the traffic going kind of down a hill and there's a big huge, beautiful white church in the background.
Right.
And then a snowmobile at the stoplight or at the stop sign, the snowmobile crosses the street. And I've seen that in so many movies. I just want them to get different, stock shots.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm with
so
you
that's
there.
My complaint.
And that movie was frustrating because it just had so much potential. It had so many good ingredients. And it was so boring. So I'm with you there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, you're not talking about the ingredients in the candy cane movie, are you?
No, I'm talking about the Christmas on My Mind.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was stupid.
Yeah.
I should have said that.
Yeah. No. We've literally had flavored candy canes since time immemorial. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
It was funny. But Cammy.
Who still invested your company?
What?
But you don't have to make chocolates now.
Cammy, what did you struggle with?
Angers.
Well, the two that I did not like at all, and it's funny because when you told me to have two picked out, I said, okay, easy, done.
Yeah.
You know, because there were two that I could not stand, and they were A Cheerful Christmas, and A Christmas Miracle. Just like you, I was with A Christmas Miracle. I was horribly bored.
Yeah.
And the one scene that got me was at the very end when the daughter walks up through the crowd and onto the stage playing her violin. That was the one scene that got me. And everything else, I was just, And Cheerful Christmas, I did not care for her. Her voice was bothering me the whole time. It sounded like she was perpetually hoarse. And it was just, it grated on me. And I didn't care for her acting style. And once again, there was a scene that I loved in it, and that was when all the guests put the envelopes on the tree, and I thought that was very sweet and very moving. And I felt bad because Chad Connell, I thought, did a good job, and it was his first time being a lead in a Hallmark movie. And so I felt really bad for him because I thought he did great, but I just did not enjoy it at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she bothered me. So.
Yeah, I actually quite enjoyed that one, but I can understand. It was definitely an acquisition, you could tell by a lot of things in it. It kind of makes sense. So there we go. That's maybe our not as favorites. So let us know your favorites and not as favorites in the comments or on Twitter. We'd love to talk about it. It'd be really fun. And so... Sam, how can people find you online, social media, all that fun stuff?
I'm on Twitter at Hallmark Hubby.
Yes, very
That's
good.
It.
And Cammie, what about you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Cammie Drama Girl, Cammie spelled K-A-M-I. On Facebook, I have the Hooked Hardy Facebook page, and my blog is hookedhardy.com.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, all over the place. So check that out. And then also you can follow the podcast, A Hallmarkies Pod and Hallmarkies Podcast, all over social media. And if you're listening on iTunes, please leave us your ratings and reviews. We really appreciate that. And if you're listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, and we'll be able to do tons of fun more episodes and podcasts if you do. So thanks so much. We also have our patron group, so check that out. And we have our merch store with new Postables merch, so check that out if you're a Postable. Yay! And a lot of other fun stuff. So thank you so much, you guys. This is really fun, and I think we can say one last time, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Have a wonderful year.
Merry New Year.
Well, I put on my flannel pajamas. I put on my flannel pajamas to make sure to get me into the Christmas mood. So I can say it. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Yay. Merry Christmas.